Hello.
Zeblan, hello.
Zeman, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Are you well?
Emanuele, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Ciao. Ciao, Vlad. Ciao, Zeblan.
Ciao, Zeblan.
Ciao, Marek. Ciao, Vladi.
Hello. Vladi, man.
Oh, ciao, Zeblan.
Other colleagues are battling. I think is Nikolai there? You can advise them to use the Monday's link and password that was sent by Vladimir.
Yeah, but it was sent again this morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are waiting for Claude and Valerie. Only two are still not connected.
It's Claude and
Valerie Dispierzewski.
All right.
Yeah, they were connected last time in the pre-meeting, so I guess they will be also this one. So yeah, for the PAC members, thank you for your reports. I don't want to see that I included everything what you have sent to me, because in the draft of recommendations, but okay, some sentences maybe in the meantime you can take a look, and of course we'll have time to work on the recommendations, but yes, this is particular meeting, of course, so it will be not that easy. I think we have to share the duties as usually among different topics to be recommended, and then we have a joint meeting. Also, Oleg will help us also with editorial part, but this will be in the end, of course, just in the end of the meeting.
Chair, what time do we meet? What time do you expect us to finish by?
So if we look on the agenda, what was foreseen today is to finish everything at let's say 2 p.m. local time. I mean the 2 p.m. Dubno time. That means 1 Central European time, yeah.
Russia.
Claude.
Okay, Claude, good morning. Your mic is off, it's muted. Yeah.
I'm ready, good morning.
Good morning. In fact, we have... Valerie is still missing. Valerie Krzyzewski?
No.
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So I think we have all the PAC members connected. Of course, we have all ex officio members also. I cannot recognize your faces because you're on the from the window, but I guess you are all here, so we can start the meeting if you can start it officially also from Dubna. Yes, please. Okay, Jenar, meeting room, can you start the meeting giving a sign? Yeah, can you? Probably they cannot hear me. Can you hear me in Dubna? France is calling.
Dear colleagues, we are very glad to hear all of you, members of Program Advisory Committee. We are waited sometime, yes, to meet again, at least at this general screen, let's say. So we are very interested to make hearings of this program. So, and let me just say words of greetings to you and wish you the successful work. So please start. You may start, Marek. You are chairman.
Thank you very much for this invitation. Yeah, this is of course unusual meeting, and yeah, we will see how fine and how in a this new way we can produce useful recommendations. Let's start the meeting immediately. I will start by the short introduction. Just recalling I'm sharing my screen. Yeah, I don't know what you should do in the conference hall in Dubna. Please let me know if you see it. The slide which I'm showing. Can you see it?
Yes.
Also from Dubna, yeah, because I know that PAC members that you see it without problems, but in Dubna you can see it as well.
Yes, we see all that. So thank you.
Okay. So at this meeting, I'm just recalling who is present from the PAC members. Christian Beck and Sigurd Hoffmann, Alexei Koshinikov could not join us today. But we have Gunyun Kim, Adam Mai, Valerie Neswiszewski, Vladimir Ostaszko, Claude Petit, Jean-Fabrice Piquemal, Ivan Steckle, Emanuele Vardacci, and Zeblon Vilkazi, and myself connected. We have, of course, ex-officio members appointed by GNR, Nikolai Antonienko, Vladimir Biedniakov, Sergei Dmitriev, Valery Shvetsov, Sergei Sidorchuk, Nikolai Skobielev, and Tatiana Strish.
All them are or here or at yes? Their computers.
Sorry?
Here. All of them here.
So yes, thank you. Good. Thank you. That's thank you for your presence. So this is the agenda of today's meeting. We started with a slight delay, but this is usually the case for these remote connections. We'll have the implementation of the recommendations of the previous PAC meetings, then information, the resolution of the previous session of the Scientific Council, and three reports on the concluding term improvement of GNR Phasotron, and design of cyclotrons for fundamental applied research, status of preparation of a new project, modernization of the EG5 accelerator, and proposal for opening a new project monument. We'll have, of course, the preparation of the recommendations. We will try to do our best to present the recommendations and one 30 of Moscow time, and the meeting should be concluded by I would say by 2 Moscow time. Okay, so if I may go to the first point, are there any remarks to the agenda? We'll have a short break. It's also foreseen a short break at 11, if I remember, 11 Moscow time, or 12 here Moscow time and 11 Central European time. I don't see any remarks to the agenda, so let me go to the first point, which is related to the presentation. I will try also to share the screen for this presentation, if I can find it. Uh-huh. It's not trivial to manage sometimes the windows. I apologize for that. Okay. Okay. So I hope that you can see my slides. It's fine. Just give the sign with your head. It's okay? Okay. Okay. So I will talk about what happened during the previous PAC meeting. Remember, of course, that we had this meeting in January this year, and the major topics which were discussed are research activities under the theme investigation of neutron-nuclei interactions and properties of neutrons, a letter of intent to open new project, modernization of the EG5 accelerator, and development of its experimental infrastructures. We discussed the new project Becquerel, status of the factor of superheavy elements, prospects of the study of the multinucleon transfer reactions, posters, of course, as usually presented by young scientists, and two scientific reports on fusion reactions in nuclear astrophysics and prompt neutron investigation, nuclear fission induced by resonance neutrons. As if you are not talking, please switch off mute your microphones. Okay, so the first topic, these are the research activities under the term investigation of neutron-nuclear interactions and properties of the neutron, status and prospects, presented by Yegor Vychagin. And a short reminder of the previous on the fifth PAC recommendations. In the future, the PAC expects more details on the program of nuclear data measurements, in particular the objectives, the priorities, and the complementarity with the worldwide programs. The floor of laboratory directorate is advised to focus on the it should be not floor up here, on the modernization of the experimental halls and pavilions. The PAC recommends that special attention be given to the beam delivery system to the increased neutron fluxes at the experimental places. The PAC expects a detailed report on this topic to be presented at the next meeting. So we had a very detailed presentation by Yegor Vychagin, who was appointed in the meantime as the leader of this team. He presented a very broad research program in the framework of this team, including research on quantum mechanical phenomena with ultra-cold neutrons, study of properties of the neutron, study of nuclear reactions induced by neutrons, and applied research using nuclear physics techniques. The purpose of this part of the presentation is just to recall you the major topics which were presented, not all of them, of course, and recall also the recommendations which were elaborated both by PAC and they were in most of the cases supported by the Scientific Council of GNR. So the first subtopic is development of the advanced variable called neutron source. So this is the collaboration of many labs between the Kremlin Plus project funded by the European Union. And this programs started in February this year for 48 months. And the prototype of this ultra-cold neutron source will be developed and tested during this 4 years of the project. The next subtopic is related to the Tangra project. and its modernization of Tangra facility, which will use hyper-pure detectors, germanium detectors, in the years 2020-2022 for the further measurements of yields and angular correlations of gamma rays, measurement of directions end to end and fission. Of course, also will include theoretical analysis of the experimental data. On the right side, you see different isotopes which will be measured for, and this is for end-to-end reactions. So in green, you see the elements for which these measurements will continue in the coming years. So the current status of Tangra modernization is the following. So Tangra was moved to a new, larger experimental hall, two hyper-pure germanium detectors for high-resolution measurements have been purchased and expected deliveries in the second half of 2020. A neutron detector array is being designed for measurements of end-to-end and prime reactions using TOF technique, time-of-flight technique. The next subtopic, investigations of various fission parameters and characteristics of prompt fission neutron emission. So I will not describe this interesting setup again. It's multi-detector array and includes, of course, the detectors of fission fragments. The setup was totally assembled. The workplace at the beamline number 2 of IREN was prepared, and the first experiments, I hope, they are still planned in July 2020. We had nice presentations on the applied research with neutrons using different techniques and different setups. Mainly the neutron activation analysis at Regatta and Regatta 2, neutron resonance spectroscopy at IREN, and experiments at EG5, and we'll continue discussion on the EG5 modernization today. The PAC for nuclear physics recommended for this topic the following items. The PAC recommends that priorities of this term be better focused. Special attention should be paid to the development of key technologies for the new neutron source. The PAC appreciates the development of activities related to intense resonance neutron source, IREN. The PAC encourages an active use of the extracted beam for both basic and applied research in order to make more efficient use of the facility's operating time. And this scientific council notes that FLNP has good prospects for further development of scientific work. The scientific program for the period 2020-2022 review by the PAC for nuclear physics is broad, with a large spectrum of activities developing in parallel under the term investigation of neutron nuclear reactions and properties of the neutron. The scientific council recommends that the priorities of this term be better focused, so following essentially the PAC recommendations. In particular, special attention should be given to the development of key technologies for the new neutron source. The current status in different slides, you will see also in blue the current status of different items, so what happened after the PAC meeting. The TEM leaders tried to concentrate the main tasks by separating them into independent projects. For example, Tangra, other projects are being prepared, modernization of EG5 and development of a polarized nuclear target. Scientific Council appreciates the development of activities related to IREN and encourages an active use of the extracted beams, both for basing the applied research in order to make more efficient use of the facility's operating time. the current status to date. A project for the modernization of the Experimental Hall and Iran pavilions is under approval. The implementation of this project will allow updating the infrastructure of Iran beams and using the beam more efficiently. However, it will require significant financial and human resources. Currently, work is underway to commission the first channel of the facility in addition to the working channels number 2, 3, and 4. The next subtopic, which I already announced, is the letter of intent to open new project modernization of the EG5 accelerator and develop its experimental infrastructures. As we have the presentation, I will not say more about this. We will have more details today. Back for new cloud physics recommendations for the letter of intent, which I just mentioned, are the following. The PAC supports the presentation of a full proposal with the term investigation of neutron-nuclear interactions and properties of neutron. The project should define expected accelerator specifications in accordance with the priorities of the scientific program. The PAC recommends comparing carefully the two options: modernization of the present EG5 accelerator or purchase of a new accelerator, taking into account the risk associated with the proposed upgrade. The full project should include detailed information about the schedule, human and financial resources, as well as a risk analysis. The Scientific Council concur with the PAC that the work on modernization of the EG5 accelerator at FLNP is important. In preparing a full proposal for this project, expected specifications should be clearly identified in accordance with the priorities. Also, two options should be carefully compared: modernization of the present accelerator and purchase of a new one, and we will have this analysis presented today. The next topic discussed at the previous meeting was the proposal for opening a new project, Becquerel. So this project, I recall you, is related to the studies of nuclear fragmentation using nuclear emulsions. I will just remind you our recommendation. The PAC recommends that the directorate of the Bogoliubov provide financial support for the renovation of the equipment used in the Becquerel experiment in 2021. The proposal should be presented at the PAC meeting in January 2021, so at our next meeting. Status of the factor of super heavy elements was presented by Vasily Siomin, we heard about the accomplished task for this new facility, the FluoroFlab. Test of accelerator systems with high intensity, testing of cyclotron system, investigation of stability of accelerated beams, debugging of high voltage elements, staffing of the DC-280 work group. I will not remind you all the characteristics which were presented at that time and reached before the PAC meeting. But in general, very high intensity beams were already accelerated with very nice efficiency of different parts of the accelerators and also beam lines with a nice stability of about 5%. Of course, the work is ongoing still to improve the different parameters. We heard also about the status of the separator for DGFRS2. The first results of test experiments by Vladimir Utyonkov. This setup is now ready for operation. You can see, if you remember correctly, that from the figures, also important improvement in the decrease of the background with the new separator. we have seen also the nice first results performed with the cross sections on the rapidly still high cross sections, but really very clean, a very nice alpha spectra detected after decay from different reaction products. So it was important to characterize the separated setup and all other parts of this facility. Our recommendations for this topic: the PAC congratulates the Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions for this excellent work and this highly demanding field of super heavy element research. The intensities achieved at DC-280 are already among the highest in the world, and the results are extremely encouraging for the continuation of the research program. The PAC recommends that FLNR continue the efforts of completing the test experiments and starting the implementation of the experimental program at the super heavy element factory. So we have, of course, also the recommendations of the Scientific Council, and I will concentrate here on the current status. The installation and the commissioning of the new gas field separator was completed. Furthermore, the test experiments were conducted with the argon and calcium 48 beams, which were delivered to GFS2 situated experimental hall. The experiments showed excellent background event suppression, and the experiments with calcium 48 beams and targets were carried out. The main goal was to determine the separate transmission and the target stability when irradiated with high-intensity heavy ion beam. The synthesis of moscovium isotopes in the calcium 48 americium 243 reaction will be the first test reaction for the production of super heavy nuclei, and the beginning of the experiment on moscovium is planned for the autumn this year. A short reminder of this Scientific Council recommendations. The Scientific Council congratulates the Florov Laboratory for the excellent work in this highly demanding field of super heavy element research. The intensities achieved at DC-180 are already among the highest in the world, and the results are extremely encouraging for the continuation of this research program. The Scientific Council recommends that FLNR continue the efforts of completing the test experiments and starting the implementation of the experimental program at the super heavy element factory. The next topic was related to the prospects for the study of multinucleon transfer reactions presented by Alexander Yeromin. So we had heard about the scientific program, which covers the different regions of the chart of nuclei, which you can see on this on the screen. There were already reported previous measurements on this multinucleon transfer reactions, which were performed in Dubna with the Shell's setup separator. You can see here the example of these results for the different reaction products produced in titanium plus lead reaction. The next experiment with calcium 48 with americium target to study this multinucleon transfer reaction products. It was postponed due to pandemic causing shutdown of the accelerators. Hopefully will be continued in the second half of this year, in the end of this year. On a longer term perspective, this topic is planning a new setup, which is called STAR. You can see the picture drawing of this setup which is a really important and powerful device, which will be constructed hopefully soon for the study of this multinuclear reaction and in general and their products. Deepak remarks that along with the study of new isotopes, the exploration of multinucleon transfer reaction mechanisms is of great importance and strongly supports the development of a specialized setup dedicated to a comprehensive study of such mechanisms. Investigation of multinucleon transfer reactions will highly benefit from the upgrade of the U-400 cyclotron complex, where it is planned to produce also an uranium beam of sufficient intensity. The PAC recommends presenting as soon as possible a detailed project of a new dedicated setup aimed at measuring features of the multinucleon transfer reactions and their products, for instance, mass, energy, angular distribution, and possibly charge. The PAC also recommends substantiating this project with an in-depth theoretical study aimed at clarifying the correlation of the entrance channel of the reaction with the above mentioned features of the MNT reactions and products. The Scientific Council part, the observation of nuclei produced in the multinucleon transfer reactions with proton numbers up to Z102, the sheep and shells separators show that these reactions can be considered as an alternative path to extend the nuclear charge towards the heaviest neutron-rich nuclei. The Scientific Council expects that the investigations of the MNT reactions will highly benefit from the upgrade of the U-400 cyclotron complex, where it is planned to produce also a uranium beam of sufficient intensity. And a short recall of the common issues which both PAC and the Scientific Council underlines. The Scientific Council strongly supports the recommendation of the PAC for nuclear physics that all proposals for new projects and requests for extension of the terms of projects contain full information on required financial and human resources and a SWOT analysis, and we have an opportunity to check today if this recommendation was followed by the projects. A few words on the poster session. So we had a very nice set of posters and a hard time to, as usually, to select the best posters. Three of them were selected: study of the beryllium isotopes of Gabriel array by Alena Kuznetsova, effective method of excitation function measurement for alpha N reactions at low energies, presented by Elvira Gazieva, and data acquisition and control systems developed for the synthesis of super heavy elements at the experiment DGFRS2. Presented by Leo Schlatauer. So the first of these topics, study of nobelium isotopes in Gabriela array, was presented by Elena Kuznetsova at the previous session of the Scientific Council in February this year. Thank you for your attention. So this was the, in fact, the short report. I don't know if you have any questions and remarks on this report. It's of course possible. Let me propose to use what's available in Zoom. You know, raise hand if this option is available. I don't see on my screen this raised hand, but okay. If your camera is switched on, or if you simply want to say something, switch on the microphone. I don't see any questions. I don't hear, Nader, any questions. So let me propose to go to the next.
There is questions, Marek. Yes? Emanuel Cordace.
Yes, Emanuel. Yes.
I'm sorry, it was just a mistake. I was just applauding.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. This
just applauding because you did a very good job. So summarizing all of these important things.
Okay. Any questions and or remarks?
Thank you, Marek. Everything was very clear told. So thank you. It's useful for us.
Thank you. And okay. So let's go to the next point on the agenda. So now we have the information on the resolution of the 127th session of the GNR Scientific Council and on the decision of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries from June 2020. I guess that it was also a remote meeting. Yes, Sergey, please.
Good morning.
Yeah, we can hear the slides, yes.
Yes. Dear colleague, dear member of the Program Advisory Committee, my report is devoted to the resolution of the Scientific Council, General Scientific Council, and Committee of Plenipotentiary of our institute that have passed since our last meeting. Yes. 127th session of Scientific Council, yes, took place in 2021, February this year. It was chaired by General Director Victor Matveev and co-chaired by Professor Catalin Borcia, Romania. Yes, you see the agenda. First of all, the General Director's report, implementation of 7 year plan for the development of GNR for 2017 up to 2023 in the major section and proposal for update to the plan. That was several reports, Nika, Vladimir Kikeliza, particle physics, Richard Lednitsky, and nuclear physics, Mikhail Itkis, condensed metaphysics, Boris Sharkov. Then draft strategic plan for long-term development of the GNR, Boris Sharkov, initiated of the UPAP, Michel Spiro, recommendation of the PAC, the Isaac Thirouet, Marek Levitovich, and Denis Nagy, reports by young scientists and recommended by PAC, the Marek told about this, and awards and prize and election endorsements and announcement of the vacancy in the directorates of the general laboratory. Yeah, you see the resolution devoted to the general director's report. The Scientific Council took note the comprehensive report by Director Victor Matveev covering the highlights of the year 2019 for GNR, the decision of the session of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in Hanoi, Vietnam in November 2019, the current state of the GNR priority research program, the activities in the area of human resources, training and staff qualification raising at GNR, as well as recent events in GNR's international cooperation. The Scientific Council congratulates GNR on its active participation in the key event of the International Year of the Periodic Table of the Chemical Elements, which ended with the International Year the Periodic Table closing ceremony in Tokyo, Japan on 5th December 2019. The achievement presented by GNR within the International Year emphasized their leading role of this institute in the synthesis and study of properties of new super-heavy elements. Yes. The Scientific Council noted with satisfaction the commissioning and the successful technological startup of the booster of the NICA complex, which took place on December 2019, and the ongoing work on the installation of the superconducting MPD magnet in the Nikka Collider Hall. The Scientific Council will come the new agreements on joint activity on the Nikka project signed with the Polish and 5 Mexican research centers and universities, as well as the update, GNR GSI cooperation agreement on German participation in the Nikka project signed by the partner during the Helmholtz winter readings in Moscow on February this year. The Scientific Council appreciated the commissioning in 2019 of 5 photodetector cluster within the Baikal GVG project, the largest deep water neutrino telescope in the northern hemisphere with an objective volume of 0.25 cubic kilometer, and note their plans for installing 2 additional clusters with 576 optical models in this year. The Scientific Council welcomed the coordination by the Russian Ministry of Science and Higher Education of the cooperation within the Baikal GVG project between GNR and the Institute of Nuclear Research of the Russian Academy of Science. The Scientific Council recognized the significant progress achieved in developing the concept of the new neutron source at GNR, as well as the Frank laboratory activities of on continued upgrade and development of the IBR2 facility, its cryogenic moderator and spectrometers. It's also noted the successful implementation of the Frank Laboratory user program at the IBR2 spectrometer complex, which provides a wide range of options for research in condensed matter physics and related fields. The Scientific Council took note the agreement signed between GNR and Russian State Atomic Energy Corporation on partnership interaction in some aspects on implementing large projects, including development of the Nikka Collider Complex and the Factory of Super Heavy Elements, exploitation of the IBR2 reactor, and development of the GNR new neutron source. The Scientific Council appreciated the constant attention being paid by the General Directorate to human resources, training, and staff qualification raising. Since the beginning of the operation of the new Dissertation Council in GNR on the 1st September 2019, on the basis of GNR's right of independently conferred academic degree, 3 PhD theses have already been defended. The Scientific Council also noted the beginning of operational GNR Distinguished Postdoctoral Research Fellowship Program and 1 year of operation of the Dubna School of Engineering on the basis of the cooperation agreement between GNR, Dubna State University and Bauman Moscow State Technological University with support of the Moscow region government. The Scientific Council noted the recent achievement in the strengthening GNR international cooperation. This includes the ongoing process of restoration of the full membership of the Republic of Uzbekistan in GNR, the signing of the GNR-Serbia roadmap for cooperation, the ongoing implementation of the GNR and BMBF joint declaration of intent, the negotiation held with GNR's participation within the 2 recent meetings of the group of the senior officials of the Global Research Infrastructures and the BRICS Research Infrastructure. Then the next question was implementation of the 7-year plan for development of GNR for 2017-2023 and proposal of update of this plan. The Scientific Council took notes of the report concerning the progress in implementing the 7-year plan for development of GNR, the 7 years, in the major section presented by Vladimir Kikilidze, Nikka project, Richard Lignitsky, particle physics, Yes, Mikhail Ikis, nuclear physics, and Boris Sharkov, condensed matter physics. On the whole, the Scientific Council highly appreciated the ongoing effort to implement the 7-year plan. However, it emphasized again the necessity of consolidation of the junior research program within the major objective of this plan. Yes. The implementation of the 7-year plan for development of junior and proposal for update to this plan. The speakers also presented their proposals for update to the 7-year plan, which concern the schedules for completion and start of operation of the main elements of the NICA complex, the neutrino programs challenging of increasing the effective volume of the Baikal GVG detector to 0.45 cubic kilometer, RNG for new experimental hall, radiochemical facility, first class for chemistry of super heavy element, and the project for a new separator. The topics, neutron and optical methods of research. In the plan section, condensed matter physics. Work on the project, precision laser metrology for accelerator and detector complexes. Further development of the multifunctional information and computing complex. The Scientific Council endorsed this proposal. Yeah. Draft strategic plan for long-term development of GNR. The Scientific Council took note of the report of the International Working Group on the draft of the strategic plan for long-term development of GNR presented by Director Viktor Matveev and Vice Director Boris Sharkov. The Scientific Council recommended that the Committee of the Plenipotentiary consider the presented draft as a basic and asked the junior directorate to continue work on strategic planning towards developing the 7-year plan for 2024-2030, taking into account the opinion of the member state and defining precisely their participation in the major research project and the required human and material resources. Yes. Then question initiator of the UPAP. The Scientific Council took note with interest in the report International Year of the Basic Science for Development in 2022, Status and Prospect, presented by Michel Spiro, President of the International Union of Pure and Applied Physics and member of the Junior Scientific Council. The proposal for this International Year was developed by UPAP with the support of UNESCO, the International Council for Science, and UPAC. The Scientific Council recommended that GNR actively support this initiative. Yes, recommendation in connection of with the PACs. Yes, yes, yes. Our chairman, yes, talked about this resolution. Next, award and prize. The Scientific Council supported the proposal by Director Viktor Matveev to nominate the team of staff of the Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction under leadership of the academician Yuri Aganisyan for the prize of the Junior Committee of Plenipotentiary for the idea, development and successful realization of the project of the accelerator complex of the Factory of Super Heavy Elements as a major achievement in building generous world-class research infrastructure, which opens unique opportunities for promoting one of the main areas of the junior research program, the synthesis and study of properties of new super heavy elements. Award and prize. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation presented by Director Viktor Matveev to award the Nikolai Bogolyubov Prize to Dmitry Kazakov Jr. and Demtras Sam Kadanov Center of Theoretical Physics, University of Chicago. The Scientific Council approved the recommendation of jury presented by Chair Alexander Olszewski on the award of the Bruno Pontecoro Prize to Fabio Ginotti, Sir, for her leading contribution to the experimental studies of the fundamental interaction and to discovery of the Higgs boson. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation presented by Vice Director Boris Sharkov on the award of the Junior Annual Prize for best paper in the field of scientific research, meteorology, methodology, research and technology, and applied research. Yes, then that was very important point of the Scientific Council election, endorsement and announcement of vacancy in the directorates of general laboratories. The Scientific Council elected Sergei Sidorchuk as director of the Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction for the term of the 5 years. Yes, the Scientific Council announced the vacancy of position of the Felanair deputy directors. The endorsement of appointments will take place in the next session of the Scientific Council in the September this year. Yes, the Scientific Council endorsed the appointment of the Alla Boreika and Alexei Chizhov as deputy directors of the Laboratory for Radiation Biology until the completion of the term of office of laboratory director Alexander Bugay. Yes, the next question, my report, is the session of the Junior Committee of Plenipotentiary. The regular session of the Committee of Plenipotentiary of the governments of the Junior Member State took place in Dubna on 20th June 2020, this year, only 5 days ago. It was chaired by the representative of the Russian Federation, Valery Falkov, Minister of Science and Higher Education of the Russian Federation. You see the member of Committee of Plenipotentiary. Yes, the committee session was held by means of video conference, like our meeting. The issue agenda, first of all, general director report. Yes, selection of the audit organization of to audit Junior's financial activities for 2019. Yes, consideration of draft staff regulation, endorsement of appointment of Vice Director of Junior, calling of the election of and nomination of candidates for the position of Director of Junior. Yes, establishment of the prize of the Junior Committee of Plenipotentiary of governments of the Junior Member State, changes in the membership of the Junior Scientific Council, a resumption of the full membership of the Republic of Uzbekistan in Junior. Yes, the Committee Plenipotentiary heard and discussed the report presented by Junior Director Viktor Matveev. The committee took note of the action taken by the Junior Directorate to ensure junior activities under condition of the pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus infection, of the decision of the special mode of the junior's operation set for the period of the suspension of the scientific and educational activities at the institute, as well as the health protection measured for their staff. The committee commended the effort taken by Junior Directorate towards gradual resumption of the junior activities in full, along with careful monitoring of the epidemiological situation. Yes. The committee took note of the brief overview of the development of the scientific programs of the Junior Major Research Infrastructure Facility, the NICA complex, the factory of super heavy elements, the Baikal GVG project, the IBR-2 reactor with its spectrometers complex, and the multifunctional information and computing complex. The committee took note of the recommendation of the committee for the analysis of the expenditure and schedule for implementing the NICA complex project and endorsed the measures taken to implement them. Yes, appointment of the junior vice director of junior. Based on the report by Director Viktor Matveev, the committee took note the information about the right coordination with the plenipotentiaries of the decision on the staffing of the junior directorate and about the endorsement of appointments of first vice director Grigory Trubnikov, vice director Sergei Dmitriev and Boris Sharkov until the completion of the term of office of the junior director on 31 December 2021. Yes, and of course the committee of plenipotentiary expressed gratitude to Mikhail Itkis for his many years of work as a member of junior directorate, for his enormous contribution to the activities of the junior and the development of international scientific cooperation. Yeah. Forthcoming election of the directors of junior. Having heard and discussed the information calling of the election and nomination of the candidates for the position of director of junior presented by Valery Falkov and general director Viktor Matveev, the committee resolved to call the election of the junior director for the committee plenipotentiary session in November 2020. The committee commissioned the junior directorate to prepare for the next committee session proposal of introducing the position of general scientific leader, his status and power. Based on the proposal presented by Alexander Sorin, chief of the scientific secretary of GINER, the committee elected Annie Abraham, University Notre Dame, USA, as a new member of the GINER Scientific Council. The establishment of the committee plenipotentiary prize. Based on the report presented by Alexander Sorin, yeah, the committee accepted the proposal by the junior directorate to establish the prize of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the Governments of the Junior Member State for initiating, developing and implementing large-scale project at junior completed in the highest international to the highest international standards and requirements. The committee resolved to confer this prize upon the junior team headed by fellow scientific leader, academician Yuri Agonisyan. Next session, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries support the proposal by the junior directorate and by the plenipotentiary of the Republic of Bulgaria to hold the next meeting of the Finance Committee and the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in November 2020 in Bansko, Bulgaria. Yeah, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Sergei, for this very nice and complete presentation of the resolutions of both committees. I think that...
Dear Marek, may I...
Yes?
Use,
we have some time for questions, yes. Mm.
May I use the chance and to congratulate newly elected director of Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, Sergei Sidorchuk, sitting here, and newly elected Vice Director of GINR, Sergei Dmitriev, sitting here. So let's thank them. Good. A few more.
Thank you indeed. Now, yeah, as I said, a few minutes for questions. If you have any, just try to ask the question. It's difficult to follow all small screens. To just try to ask. I have one which was presented. And the different measures, of course, which were taken at GNR in the current pandemic situation. But could you say a few words? So what's the situation now, and when the accelerators are supposed to restart the operation at GNR, especially these accelerators, which are related, of course, to the topics of this pack. I think this is the question to the GNR, the directorate. We cannot hear you.
So you know that due to epidemic, all scientific activity was delayed for some months, but we are going to resume our experiments in September. In September, we are going to come back to the experiments, first of all, at the Super Heavy Elements Factory, to the experiment of interaction americium plus calcium 48, mm-hmm. and to show the that the parameters, plant parameters of the factory are reached. So, concerning the other accelerators, you know that just now the last run at the cyclotron U400M comes to an end. And thus we start the 2 years modernization of the cyclotron. And just now also comes to an end the last experiments of this half year at the cyclotron U400. This is an experiment on the facility Mavra. So then we will have a stop. 2 months stop for maintenance of these accelerators, and in September we will come to, we'll resume all the scientific activity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess a similar situation is also in another other labs of the Joint Institute. So you expect the restart of the activities by September. I think it's also the case in many other labs in Europe.
Marek?
Yes, any other questions? Yes, please, Emanuele.
Yes. No, I just would like to express my personal congratulations to Sergei Sidorchuk and Sergei Dmitriev for this new adventure, and I'm sure they will do very great, and I wish them all success really for these future activities as a director of Flerov Laboratory and vice director of JNR. But I also would like to acknowledge the great work done by Mikhail Iktis in these many years. He has been director, vice directors. He has really covered many charges and many responsibilities in Joint Institute, and has really pushed forward with great, with wonderful energy activities in this Joint Institute, supporting everything it could be possible to support, and really considering all possible and supporting, let's say, all possible activities going on in a huge lab like Joint Institute. So I have, you know, like most of us, have great memories about his ability to solve many delicate and difficult problems, and I really wish him to be present and continue with the same energy to support activities at JoNR.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think we can only underline what you just said, and of course to join the same warm thanks to all three colleagues for the taking the heavy duties, and also for the past heavy duties and all accomplishments. So thank you, all of you. Any other questions, remarks? I don't see, so let's go to the next point on the agenda. And we'll have now a report on the concluding term improvement of the GNR fuzzle plan and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research. Yes, please.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to say thank you for the possibility to tell about our activities on the topic. As the name of our topic suggests, it consists of two parts, improving of GNR fuzzatron and developing of cyclotrons. We have no plans for any improvements of fuzzatron for future. Fuzzatron will just work. That is why our topic is closing. In the first time of team, main results are improving the power supply system of the fuzzatron and beam tracks was performed. Modern semiconductor converters feeding the magnetic systems instead of the motor generator have been put into operation. This result in the energy saving amounted to about 900 kilowatt, and in improvement the working conditions for staff of the fuzzatron. Also, automatic control system for the transport line has been implemented together with improvement of regulation and stabilizing system by replacing electronic equipment and new software development. Result of the modernization is stable work of fuzzatron, an average of 1,000 hours per year, mostly for radiobiological research, and just this year operating time of fuzzatron will be about 500 hours because of known problems with coronavirus. The second part of the topic is based on our methods for design of the cyclotron type accelerators and on the created software for simulating of the beam dynamics in the cyclotrons. We have two oldest collaboration. First is collaboration with Rzesz, Czech Republic. Cyclotron was designed and created by our department in last century and it still in operation. More or less. And last year we had as a guest a staff member from Rzesz, Tomasz Matlaczka, working for 6 months in order to study our methods and codes in order to use them later for the accelerator. The second very long-term cooperation is the cooperation with accelerator department of IAEC 144, Krakow, Poland. In 11th year, our specialists developed software for this cyclotron, which made it possible to obtain a beam of protons for treatment eye melanoma. In period from 11 to 16 years, proton therapy of eye melanoma was performed on the cyclotron IAEC 44, and since 16th year, the AIDS 144 was used as backup cyclotron for the treatment of AIL melanoma due to the commissioning of a new isochronous cyclotron C235IB Belgium. But we still work on this accelerator, AIDS 144. Our specialists annually visit Krakow to perform beam tests. We measured Smith-Garen curves and calculate phase motion, phase energy integral, you can see in the pictures. And due to these works with beam, we have extraction coefficient 35% in this accelerator, and it's rather stable. The another activity on this accelerator, we developing the magnets, bending magnets for beam transport line. We calculate the first one, and we plan to do two of them. And one first bending magnet is already manufactured. You can see York here and Galatz. And we now assembling this magnet and plan to perform measurements of magnetic field, maybe in autumn, and hope that we will have possibility to send this magnet to Krakow this year. As the cyclotron AIDS 144 is not occupied with treatment, we recommended our Polish colleague to organize a study of the modern flash method because the cyclotron has the necessary beam intensity. Flash is a very short pulse of less than 0.5 seconds during which the full required dose is injected into the tumor. Flash decreases healthy tissue damage while maintaining tumor response compared with conventional dose rate. Flash proton therapy system does not yet exist. IBA have shown some sort of flash result, but for small volumes. There is growing interest in the radiotherapy community over the application of flash proton therapy. And this interest has been reflected in the accelerator community because in order to deliver efficiently clinically relevant doses at flash dose rates, significant technical hurdles must be overcome before flash proton therapy can be realized, particularly for modern spot scanning dose delivery. So the study of both biomedical and creation of the accelerator that provides the necessary beam parameters for flash are important. So we hope to continue collaboration with Krakow to do the second bending magnet and to help cyclotron department to improve beam quality for flash investigations if it will be needed. Just a few words about cyclotron C235V3, IBA Belgium, which was assembled in Jinr in 2013, starting up, and beam tests were performed also here in Dubna. And now in December 2019, it was announced that our accelerator treated first patients in Dimitrovgrad. There was a long delay in hospital construction. Finally, cyclotron is working. A lot of time, a lot of our efforts over the past 4 years we spent on the work with Hefei China. We developed the SC200 superconducting cyclotron project. This is the isochronous cyclotron, superconducting coils enclosed in cryostat. All other parts are warm. Extraction with electrostatic deflector and passive magnetic channels. Injection by internal peak ion source. The aim of the project was to create as small as possible isochronous superconducting cyclotron, so the field level 3 Tesla was chosen. project was finished and approved at expert meeting in 2013. You can see here computer model of the accelerator, and I would like to say just the weight of the accelerator, 55 tons. It's a rather small value for isochronous cyclotron. Here is working diagram of this cyclotron. Here is cyclotron SC200 manufactured in Hefei. Here you can see magnet accelerating cavity. The implementation of the cyclotron was delayed for 2 years due to the problem with superconducting coils and cryostat. This was China's area of responsibility. Now our colleagues from China succeeded with this task and are engaged in shimming of the magnetic field. I would like to say just a few words about problems with shimming. It's not simple even in simulations. For example, we need to take into account the action of magnetic field induced by accelerating system. Usually in accelerators we can it can be negligible this effect. And here we need to do special shim to compensate effect of RF magnetic field about 4 Gauss at the distance 40 millimeters radially. Here is the phase motion induced, red line induced by magnetic field, RF magnetic field. And it's seen that strong shift of the phase motion about 20 degrees. And it should be it's clear that it should be compensated. And we see in this accelerator two effects, dipole effect, shift of the phase, and quadrupole effect, compression effect. So accelerator is not simple at all. We spent much time to find optimal extraction scheme. Here you can see a scheme with two compensated channels. Here you can see beam tracking through the extraction system, and we find rather good extraction scheme. We performed design of this accelerator. Our Chinese colleague performed technical design. Cyclotron is manufactured. Assembling, shimming, starting up works are underway. But it's recent developments of superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy, similar to our cyclotron. They are Pronova, USA, Sumitomo, Japan. They share similar parameters that define the structure of the cyclotron. All projects are 4-sector cyclotrons with about 3 Tesla central field. Such parameters were chosen in pursuit of compact dimensions. None of those cyclotrons are yet in operation. Modern tendency to reduce size and cost of proton beam therapy leads to success of superconducting synchrocyclotrons, which are useful for single room solutions. An isochronous cyclotron cannot compete with a synchrocyclotron in dimensions and weight. Mevion 250 weighs about 20 tons, but a cyclotron has a continuous wave beam, and this is a great advantage, and therefore can have high average current sufficient for different applications. The isochronous cyclotron is the best choice for the universal full-scale proton therapy centers and for modern flash method. So we rethink our design and made another project in which the priorities are not minimalism but simplicity, the use of conservative and proven solutions which can result in a high beam intensity. First of all, we decrease mean magnetic field to about 1.5 in the center to conserve the frequency of the generator, 91.5 frequency of generator SC200. And this accelerator will work in harmonic number 4. We perform computer simulations of the magnet. Here you can see the Kronos field, flutter, Betatron frequencies. We performed simulations of the accelerating system. Accelerating system working on the fourth harmonic mode because we have smaller magnetic field. We can use 4 cavities. It's very good because the rate of acceleration will be higher, and we simulate cavity in CST studio, and for accelerating voltage presented in the picture, the thermal losses simulated thermal losses just 43 kilowatts. So it's very energy effective accelerating system because we can use a small voltage because we have 4 cavities. The extraction from the cyclotron will be performed by electrostatic deflector, which will be placed between sectors because sector gap is about 50 millimeters. Voltage on the extract on the deflector will be rather small, 100 kilovolt per centimeter. So as a result, we have design of cyclotron with low power consumption, high quality of the beam because of simplicity of extraction, minimum engineering efforts and challenges because of low magnetic field, reasonable size and weight. The weight of the accelerator will be twice than SC200, about 130 tons. The project was reported in Hefei in 2019 at an expert meeting and received the approval of world-famous experts. Among them were Luciano Calabretta from Sicily and Frédéric Chatard from Ganil. Collaboration agreement with Hefei is expired now, but Chinese colleague expressed a strong desire to work on this accelerator. So we need to find mutually beneficial agreement to continue this collaboration. Project has conservative and well-established solution, but there is space for innovative solutions, such as non-circular shape of coils lead to a cyclotron for proton therapy with weight compatible to varian, about 100 tons. Varian is the most famous accelerator superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy. But our accelerator more efficient due to low energy consumption of the accelerating system, wherein works with second harmonic mode. The low power consumption of the superconducting coils make it possible to use high temperature superconductors. And this opportunity was interested by different people, and I can say that Rosatom expressed the interest in the option with superconducting high temperature coils. because we have very low number of ampere turns, 170 thousandths for this accelerator. So it can be rather short coil. So we do not know the future of our project now, but it is obvious that the accelerator is an excellent candidate for implementing the flash therapy method, because in such design we can reach high intensity of the beam, and it's very important for this method. And the last activity is was mainly in calculation work in cooperation with company Pronova and Ionetics USA. Pronova created project of superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy with field level 3 Tesla. I mentioned already this project while telling about our HEFE collaboration. Project was finished, but cyclotron is not. It's not working. There is no information about beam from it. I think that they faced the same difficulties as in HEFE and as in Sumitomo. Firma Ionetics worked on a superconducting accelerator for producing 12 MeV protons for petazetope production. It is the smallest accelerator in the world for this purpose. It weighed just 2 tons. It's a very interesting project. And now the cyclotron is already working and launched into mass production. 3 cyclotrons installed in clinics already. So for our specialists, it's very interesting to take part in such works. A few words about this project. Accelerating community thinking always on different projects of the accelerators for carbon ions, 400 MeV, for hadron therapy. Now just cyclotrons are working on this task. The only cyclotron which is under construction now is C400 IBA. Its construction was delayed due to financial problem. We took part in the physical design of this cyclotron 10 years ago. So it's interesting to examine different cyclotron types for hadron therapy. Here our colleagues examined possibility to accelerate carbon ions by separated sector cyclotron after acceleration in a compact cyclotron. As you can see, it's a rather big installation, so treatment by carbon ions can be cheap. I hope that flash method will be useful for proton therapy and will decide many problems, maybe with resistant tumor and price of treatment. Here you can see the authors of which were working on this term. In 16-20 years, we published about 25 articles in referred journals, more than 50 reports at international and Russian scientific conferences and meetings were made. One patent for invention was issued. So, thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the presentation. Now we'll have an opportunity, of course, to ask questions. And I would like to ask, as the first priority, the referees to ask the questions. I see Adam raising hand. Yes, please, Adam.
So this was really impressive report of huge work done over many years. So let me congratulate this, especially for the fact that this phasotron, modernization of the phasotron were made and it was working very nicely. Secondly, I would like to not only congratulate but also thank from the Krakow side for being so helpful for the Krakow for the old Krakow cyclotron used at the beginning for the eye therapy, because without the help of this group this would be very difficult or maybe impossible. As it was said at the moment, the old treatment is done with the new cyclotron, with the IBA commercial cyclotron, so that the old cyclotron could be used as a kind of R&D device. And I think it was interesting to hear that this new method, the flash proton therapy, is tested, and maybe this could be used later as a certain standard for the eye therapy. And so I appreciate this very much. I also see that there was this huge work done for the development of the high current beam accelerations. Although I am somehow, I did not get the fully the message, what are the conclusions and what, so in a sense, that what will be the next? Because I see the work has started, but not yet finished on this. So my question is, what are the future of this part of this project?
I hope that we will have possibility to continue our activities inside the laboratory team topic. Because the main financial was spent on Fazatron in this term, and as the topic is closed due to we have no plans to perform any improvements on Fazatron, so our financial very small, and we can work inside laboratory topic. So huge topic, improvement on Fazatron and development of cyclotron will be closed, but small term inside laboratory will continue its and we will have possibility to work in collaboration with Krakow also.
May I have a follow-up question related to what was just asked by Adam. We had the same topic discussed 2 years ago, and it was presented in a slightly different way as a first step towards the proton therapy center in Dubna, which at that time was proposed as it was a very preliminary proposal, but it was proposed maybe to use the second cyclotron, superconducting cyclotron ST200, also for Dubna to construct a new one. In this report, which is the concluding report for the team, we did not heard really anything about this center, and it is a little bit surprising. That means this project is no longer on the agenda of the GNR, or it was not decided yet what kind of project, which cyclotron will be constructed inside of this project. What's the situation? We expected really something to be more clear on this, on the future.
Yes, it's not clear. I said already that the future of our accelerator is not clear now. We need to continue collaboration with China. We need to find mutually beneficial solution for our cooperation. And we had no possibility to meet now with our Chinese colleague. And maybe this question... better answer gives the leader of this project, Cherkov Grigory.
Hello, Grigory Cherkov is speaking. So let me give some comments maybe. Now we start to prepare some project of together with laboratory of radiation physics. We start to prepare a project of medical scientific center, and the basement of the center will be the accelerator from IBA, S2C2. But we are discussing now the way to improve the effectiveness of this accelerator in order to increase the current and to make it possible to use flash technology for this machine. And we want to prepare a project based on this accelerator in order to create such center for investigations as well as for medicine based on flash technology. But I hope it will be ready in a few months. Maybe next program advisory committee will be able to consider this project.
Okay. Please, some more questions? Yes, Claude?
Yes, okay. My question is also concerning the future of proton therapy by using a superconducting cyclotron. 2 years ago, when this topic was discussed, it was more or less promised that in 2 years, maybe the superconducting cyclotron will replace the fasotron, but unfortunately we hear that there were several delays. And so now my question is, what is really the way to go to achieve the goal of having the superconducting proton therapy installed instead of the fasotron? Will it be the SC230, which really has made to us a big impression? It's really a wonderful development. Or will it be this second Chinese cyclotron, or is that the same? Could you clarify a little bit on that question?
We are not ready to answer this question because, as I said, because of the delay of Chinese accelerator, we have no now the agreement with Chinese people. Of course, if you ask me, I would like to do this accelerator together with Chinese people and to put it here. I think that it will be good accelerator. We spent much time for its design and sure that it will have good intensity. But there is no agreement with Chinese people just now. It was expired. And we have another plans with, as Grigory Shirkov said just now, with IBA firm. It's a really interesting cooperation on the changing, improving of the accelerator, very interesting accelerator synchrocyclotron to increase the intensity of it, to be able to perform flash therapy on it, and which solution will be better, I don't know. For me, Chinese cyclotron is more interesting, but it's not simple to collaborate, and they have problems, and now we have pandemic and can't discuss face-to-face, so...
Frankly
there is
speaking,
no answer now.
Let me add some comments. Frankly speaking, yeah. We met some problems in our collaboration with our colleagues from China because they had some innovative solutions from their side with any understanding from our side. And this initiative results in a 2 year delay because they tried to do it as soon as possible but made a lot of mistakes and not very good communication between our two sides was the result of these problems?
Zeblon, you wanted to. I think you wanted. You raised your hand.
Can I continue with the question?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I, of course.
I mean, please. I'm satisfied with the answer, but I would like to know the SE230. Is that the option which could be taken in the future for being installed in Dublin at the Fasertrum?
It could be one of the possible solutions, yes. I would say yes.
Okay. No? I see Adam raised hand. Adam?
I have just a small additional question. At the end of your presentation, you showed this idea for the carbon ion accelerator. So the question is one, because I did not, I'm not sure if I remember this. Will this be normal or conducted or superconducting? This is one thing. And the other thing is, usually for such carbon accelerators with heavy, high energy, one needs gigantic gantries. Is also work done on the gantry itself or only on cyclotron?
This is just simulations to examine if it's will be smaller if you use two-stage accelerator, and we saw the C400 from IBA compact cyclotron to superconducting. Of course, superconducting. We see that it's huge. It is 600 tons. So cyclotron design for carbon ions is not very good, I think. Synchrocyclotrons is the only realistic decision. But we will wait C400 from IBA, and maybe it will be cheaper, will give cheaper treatment for patients due to cyclotron is always cheaper than synchrocyclotron.
Okay, I think we have to go on with the program. That's true that we had many questions. I still have, I think, 3 questions to this topic, but the time is running. And I think that in our recommendations definitely we'll continue this discussion and trying to focus on one of the projects. I'm advised to focus on one of the projects in the coming months and years. I think it's really important theme for the Joint Institute, the proton therapy, and I think we should encourage the development of this topic in the Joint Institute. But of course, one has to deal with the reality also, and we expect to have more better defined project in the future. So thank you for the presentation, the questions and discussion, and we'll go to the next topic on the agenda, which is status of preparation of a new project, modernization of EG5 accelerator and development of its experimental infrastructure. Yes, please try in the presentation also to keep your time.
Dear colleague, dear colleague, I want to represent for your attention the presentation about current state of activities and development strategy of project of modernization of electrostatic accelerator in GNR. As a single electrostatic accelerator in GNR, AG5 has a very big spectrum of applicability in different scientific direction. But today it needs in serious technical modernization. And in my reports, I will talk about the scientific program in using of electrostatic accelerator and plans about its modernization. As a response for resolution previous PAC about the project of modernization, I will show the comparative assessments of technical parameters and costs of both options. Options with poor Hutchin new accelerator and options with repairing of old accelerator AG5. As the main aims of report is obtain recommendation of PAC for the commission of electrostatic accelerator in GNR. About scientific program. We planned to develop three main scientific direction using electrostatic accelerator: nuclear physics, condenser matter physics, and applied and methodological research. In nuclear physics, we plan to study the properties of excited nuclears, reaction with the emission of charged particles, fusion physics, and obtaining new relevant information for astrophysical processes. In condenser matter physics, we plan to apply neutron physics methods in other fields of science, such as radiation material science, radiobiology, solid-state physics, and so on. Applied and methodological research are very topical every time. More about nuclear physics experiments. We plan to study the nuclear research with fast quasi-monoenergetic neutrons. Plan to to measurements the from fusion neutron spectra and total kinetic energies in NF reaction with nuclear uranium, neptunium, plutonium in the range of energy up to 5 MeV core. Plan to measurements spectra of charged particles from the reaction N alpha and P, measurement the integral and differential cross section of this reaction, study the spectrum of angular distribution of charged particles at neutron energy up to 20 MeV, study the elastic and inelastic scattering of neutron fast neutrons using TOF technique in a pulse mode accelerator, if it will be possible. In this slide, we can see the nuclear data high priority request list. It can be seen that most of this neutron energy can be achieved by using electrostatic accelerator. And should be noted that these tasks are difficult and expensive to solve another using another type of neutron facilities. During the exploration of AG5 was obtained a large background in scientific and technological branches. Was developed unique methods and unique equipment, was obtained unique results by our groups in China University on the machine is similar with AG5. Today, we working with cooperation with Obninsk on the Russian data nuclear data library, BRONT, for different type of nucleus. It must be noted that we have own scientific group which actively and effectively work in road because at home we are no possibility for conducting experiment with fast neutrons. On this slide, we can see unique results. Was obtained new information about the alpha N reaction, which is one of the main neutron sources in astrophysical processes. Today, a cross section of N alpha reaction was comparing with existing data. In condenser matter physics, we plan to study the elemental and isotopical composition of different materials. study the interaction of nuclear radiation with matter, planned to use ionic surface instrument to improvement the mechanical properties of materials. Planet conducted work in radiobiological branches. The wide spectrum of facilities and relatively available of technique on electrostatic accelerator interact collaborants with different countries. In this year, in the frame of the topic 1128 and the GNR Participant Country Cooperation Program, we have 9 projects with Belarus, Poland, Romania, China, Czech Republic, and so on. In the nearest future, we plan it to collaboration with Azerbaijan, Portugal, Slovakia, and so on. A wide range of the complexity degree of modern scientific problem determine a high level of requirements for ion beam and accelerator modes. For example, the study of nuclear reaction with fast neutrons required a high energy of accelerated ion. The beam technique RBS, RD, and PIXI requires a high energy stability of ion beam and development new technology and scientific branches as microsystem technology, nanotechnology, bio-nano engineering dictate the need for beam focusing up to 1 micrometer. Taking into account this information, we can see 3 main technical tasks for projects. It's first, it's obtaining the energies of accelerated ions up to 5 MeV at beam current up to 100 microamps, minimization, maintain the energy stability of the beam up to 0.5 keV and obtaining the narrow focusing ion beam. To decide on this task, we can use both variants. One option is Purkhach new accelerated, and another is repairing the old AG5. Both this option we will consider it as equivalent. Today in the world there is two main type of electrostatic accelerator. It's a single stage electrostatic accelerator and rechargeable O-tandem. The AG5 is a classical van der Graaff single stage electrostatic accelerator, and the main advantage of this type of accelerator is high energy stability of beam and relatively high ion current of ion beam, and this make it possible to obtain monochromatic neutron using these facilities and set up the microbeam spectrometer. As a disadvantage, it should be noted the possibility to accelerate only positive ions. The principle of rechargeable make it possible at some energy, at some voltage of accelerator to double the energy of proton and increase in more time the energy of energy of stronger charged particles. The main advantages of this accelerator is high energy of ion beam and high range of accelerated ions. And that make it possible to apply this accelerator for studying the neutrons with fast neutrons. But this type of accelerator has a serious disadvantage. Beam scattering on the rechargeable target. This leads to spraying the energy of ion beam, and this is bad for microbeam option and other ion beam spectrometers. But it should be noted that both of these devices have a complementary set of advantages. This is very good. Some words about the modernization project. The goal of the project is to provide the technical condition for the implementation of the experimental program in the term 1128. About the in addition to the technical tasks, we planned to provide some activities for improvement of electro of accelerator infrastructure and to adopt the infrastructure accelerator to modern scientific tasks. We planned to realize five technical projects, among them project to installing a new high voltage tube which is possible to repair an accelerated modernization the ion beam research facilities and establishing the new laboratory for producing wide spectrum of object for investigation. Today, a draft of the project G5 has been prepared. An assessment of the cost of the project has been conducted. The contact with the measurements high voltage and NEC companies has been set up. The individual group G5 installation has been formed and the project of new laboratory now in the process by Spetsatom service. As expected results, it should be noted restoring of the G5 technical parameters, the station for ion beam spectrometers will be added by three new spectrometers and a new laboratory will equip it the complementary methods of for studying the electrical, electronic, and optical properties of the surface. In this slide, we can see the main parameters of G5 and three other accelerators, which was recommended us by the specialists from NEC and high voltage. We can see that the most close characteristic to G5 have a synchrotron from high voltage, but we can see that it cost more than six times more than the cost of repairing of G5. It should be noted that G5 level of technical capabilities is enough to solve the most part of the project task, but the Purkhach NU accelerator expands the range of the range of research with high energy fast neutrons. On this slide, we can see the brief SWOT analysis of option of repairing G5 and Purkhach NU accelerator. At the main strength of G5, it should be noted the high quality of ion beam, maintainability, low operational cost, and minimum amount of construction work. At the main strength of the option with Purkhach NU accelerator, it should be noted the automatic stabilization of geometric position of ion beam, which is important for micro beam option, option of heavy ion injection, option of pulse mode, and this accelerator have a beam, higher beam energy up to 6 MeV. That's all. Weakness of the option with G5, it's moral absolute of technical system, limited function set, absence of possibility to accelerate heavy and negative ions. The main risks in this option may be associated with the error in design of new high voltage tube, error with the installing high voltage tube, the variance between the technical condition provided by the service system of G5 and technical condition which is required in new tube. And the last point is the availability of additional defects which without the losses of parameters by the accelerator tube. The weakness of the option with the Purkhachev new accelerator may be associated with very poor maintainability, dependence on the service center of the manufacturer, high cost and uniqueness of repair parts, and so on. Main risk is maybe related to the interruption of the project financing, because it's relatively big money, the non-delivery device in respect to the political situation in the world. On this slide, we can see the costs of both option of Purkhachny accelerated and option with repairing of AG5. We can see that the option with Purkhachny accelerator more than four times higher than in cost than the option with repairing of AG5. This slide demonstrates the uniqueness of the project. We can see that the situation with the accelerators engineer and junior in Russia engineer participant country very bad. There is only one microbeam spectrometer at only five accelerator intended to reaction with fast neutrons. Thus, all of variants as Purkhachov new accelerator and repairing of AG5 will be unique in the frame of GNR. In conclusion, I want to say that the modernization of electrostatic accelerator AG5 and its infrastructure make it possible to solve most part of tasks, but if we want to continue be a leader in the study of reaction with fast nuclear, we must Purkhach a new accelerator which add complementary futures in the set of futures AG5 as a single stage accelerator, and it make it possible to solve all the noted tasks. The FLNF Directorate asked the PAC to consider the possibility of suggesting the implementation of the AG5 modernization in term of 2020-2023, and Purkhachinyu accelerator is a framework of GNR middle-term strategic development plan for 2024-2030. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for the detailed and also the very seriously done comparison of different options for the accelerator, either modernization, just later the purchase of the new one. Questions? Committee members, please, if you have questions.
I have questions.
Yes.
First, before asking question, I would like to underline that the scientific program of this facility is unusually diverse. It is nuclear physics, condensed matter applications. The scientific community behind it also very large. The project is very well prepared, and the options which we wanted to see, they are concrete and detailed. It's very good. Therefore, the need for Dubna to have such a facility for me is crystal clear. But I am puzzled by the idea to have two facilities. Do you expect twice larger scientific output? Do you need twice or more money for supporting this facility, twice more people? How do you see the implementation? If two facilities would exist in Dubna, how do you see them together?
I think we need two facilities because it's two different apparatus, and they have different set of advantages. The one-step accelerator AG5 it's very good for microbeam technique because it have a very small energetic dispersion of ion beam. But tandem accelerator, it's very good for reaction with fast neutrons because it provides very, no, it provides a big current of ion, and this is make it possible to produce wide spectrum of fast neutrons. And this apparatus, this machine, is more applicable for reaction with fast neutrons. But we need another apparatus with very, very good energy, very small energy spreading for microbeam option and ion beam spectrometers, which is take a big part in our scientific program.
This was not precisely the response to my question. I accept without any doubt your arguments why you need the facilities. My question was how do you want to implement them? Do you really are you able to use and to support two facilities simultaneously with the same people, with the same budget, or you need much larger budget and more people?
Okay, I understand. Sorry.
I have a comment, Valery. Of course, we don't think about two devices immediately. We don't want to start repairing the old accelerator and start to buy a new one. We think about some shift in the time, because we keep in the mind what the old accelerator has some old details, some old parts, and it will have a limit lifetime. So we're thinking about reparation of the old accelerator and renovation it, and we start to think about buying new one after some delay, maybe 5-10 years. And of course, we would like to have some overlapping of the accelerator. We would like to have, don't want to have dead time for this activity. So we're thinking about buying new after the reparation and some lifetime of the repaired accelerator.
Okay, thank you, it's clear.
Okay, other questions? No.
No, just one thing.
Yes, Emanuele.
But it means that with the EG5, are you going to produce also quasi-monoenergetic neutrons or not? I don't understand at this point, because you were talking about two programs, one which is most related to nuclear physics and the other one which is most related to condensed matter and so on. So with the EG5, indeed, I understand there is quite a large limitation of ions you can accelerate. You do not make a list. And so I don't understand at this point what part of the program will be done with EG5, which seems to me after reparation, after repair, it would be the most quickly ready accelerator. So what of the two programs you will implement after fixing the EG5?
EG5 make it possible to decide most part of the tasks, and until we put a new accelerator, EG5 will work on the deciding of nuclear physics sites, nuclear physics task, and tasks with condenser metaphysics. But EG5 is a relatively old accelerator, and if we want to have real leader in the some branches in nuclear physics, we need to purchase a new accelerator, and after that maybe the field of responsibility of in tasks in a scientific task maybe divided without both these machines. And in this time EG5 is one machine which can or maybe must decide both tasks from nuclear physics and other branches of science.
Okay.
What kind of reaction you use to produce quasi mono-energetic neutrons?
We plan it to study the reaction with quasi mono-energetic fast neutrons alpha n alpha, alpha n, nf, and other type of nuclear reaction.
Sorry, do you understand the equation correctly? You ask what kind of reaction we use for producing neutron now.
Quasi mono-energetic neutrons, because that's what...
Usually we use DT reactions, and with lithium maybe. But the problem for modern situation, we have not enough current of the ions to produce enough neutron flux to realize experiment with mono-energetic neutrons. What why we need to renovation of this accelerator? Main problem for the fast neutron reactions, it's a very small current in current situation with the accelerator. If we increase the current, we can increase the neutron flux density and can realize these experiments. I say the different, the DD, DT, different types of reaction.
Yes, but I see it's very hard to produce quasi mono-energetic neutrons with this kind of reactions, because you have an angular distribution, you have a low energy of the induced of the beam. So, okay.
For sure, and they use the energy by choosing the angle.
Well, okay, I think maybe some more detail on this will be probably necessary to have, because this method works well if you use the associated particle and to select the correct neutron energy. Indeed, you can have spreading energy. Okay, but...
What's right, not mono-energetic, it's quasi-mono-energetic, because you have some size of the target and you have distribution in the energy, of course.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is a known problem, but I'm not sure that with this kind of reaction you can produce the really quasi mono energetic beam. This is my comment, but it's just a comment for now. Probably this would need further evaluation, probably. But I agree that it's important to support the modernization of the CG5, regardless of this specific problem now. So I think I'm positively impressed by the fact that there can be still a lot of activities that can be done to this accelerator.
Okay. Now, normally, I should advise you to continue this kind of technical discussions and on details during the coffee break. But okay, it will be difficult to discuss directly during the coffee break. Nevertheless, I would like to propose the 5 minutes coffee break, or 6 minutes exactly, to Moscow time it will be. Start the meeting 20 past 12 or 11, 20 past 11 of the Central European time. Okay, so 5 minutes break.